Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode number 51. No title for this one yet. I'm also doing this one completely extemporized. It's going to be very short. So you may notice I'm speaking really quietly. It's because I'm back in Toronto, and the room I'm recording in here is, well, everybody else is still in bed, still recovering from New Year's Eve, and we have a couple of, we have a sick person in the house. So, yeah, I have to be super, super quiet. The room I'm recording in is also super live, meaning there is not a single soft surface in this room, so if I speak above this low kind of growl, there's just horrible, horrible, horrible echo. So not only do I disturb the other people in the house, but the recording sounds awful. So me getting up close into this mic is the solution. I haven't done any art since the last update. It's been holiday time. I have done a few art adjacent things. One of those is I'm applying for an artistic director position in sort of in the Weston area with this company called Shakespeare in Action. I don't think I'll get it. I don't think I actually am what they're looking for, but I'm really hoping I can get to the interview stage because I just kind of want people to know that I'm out there looking for stuff. And yeah. I just kind of, it would also be a nice confidence boost to get to an interview stage on one of these. So it's not that I don't think I'm qualified. It's just that I think that the company needs probably someone who's not a middle-aged white man right now. So, but again, I do hope to get to the interview stage. Let's see, what else? That's sort of the main thing. So I've got to send that that package off probably tomorrow to them and see if I can get a response. And yeah, I just want to send it to a couple more people to sort of eyeball it before I do that. This is always so, these letters are always so nerve-wracking because you don't know what the in this case, the board of directors is looking for. You don't know what parts of your own experience to emphasize. So, yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I'm not even sure I would want this job because their season actually coincides with YTG's most active time, which means I'd have to rejig everything I do there. And I mean, what's nice about this position is that it's quite flexible in their off season, so I could be in Japan for probably more than half the year. But their on season is like April through August, and that is usually when I'm working on the YDG summer show because that's when I can get all the interns. So, not a deal breaker, but not ideal. And to be honest, it also doesn't pay very much. It actually pays less than my very first full-time job, which had a lot less responsibility and a lot less pressure. So there's that to consider. But again, I think my plan is to try to get to the interview stage and just have people know that I'm out there looking. So yeah, I will do the end of year update, but that's probably going to be, I'm going to aim to do that in update number 52. Which makes sense, I think. And I will do that sometime when I'm not, when I'm not having to be sort of super quiet and all up in the mic like this. Might even wait till next week when I'm back in Kitchener. The trade-off is in Kitchener, the internet connection is horrible. Like, we're talking, you know, late 1990s speeds. Or lower, but the upside is that I can be louder. I might just find a different room to record in here. Although, yeah, this in my mom's place in Toronto, like there's just so many hard services. Yeah, so we'll see. My plans for this week are just to get my wife flies back to Japan on Thursday. And so I think I'll have a bit more time to sit down and write after that. But what I didn't consider in terms of sort of planning out my winter was that, in Japan, I'm really busy, but I do have daytimes when my son's at school and my wife's at work. And here, I have very little time by myself, except again, late at night or early in the morning. So it's kind of hard to get things done that require any degree of sort of privacy. So that's it. That's it. I hope everyone had a good holiday season and Happy New Year. It's now 2024. I'm recording this on January 2nd. So I guess that's it for this update. The more substantial update will be the next one. I know I keep saying that. I will do the end of year review when I have time to sit down and actually sort of write that out and time to record it. So again, Happy New Year and Andrew out.